Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Trans Forecast Service, brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary looks at why the large truckload carriers are still showing strong results. After each quarter, we review the numbers that the large publicly traded truckload carriers divulge in their mandatory quarterly SEC reports. We have an archive of their data going back into the 1990s that allows us to get a good glimpse as to how a certain aspect of the market is performing. We have completed our initial review of the Q4 data for 2015, and I want to highlight a few of the notable results. Like we have seen in the spot market, pricing ability has slowed over the last year. However, the large carriers are still getting solidly positive rate increases. They average a 4% year-over-year increase to end 2015. This is in marked contrast to the nearly 10% decline that the TransForecast data averaged during that same time. I wanted to make sure that I was comparing apples to apples, so both of these metrics exclude the impact of fuel surcharges. Most of the large carriers mainly operate in the contract portion of the business, although many do put a small portion of their trucks into the spot arena. The contract segment is inherently less volatile than the spot market, and the results, of course, prove that. Pricing never jumped at a double-digit rate for the large carriers during 2014, nor did they plummet during 2015. We can also see that there are pressures mounting in the driver arena. Driver pay has been a long festering discussion, and some recent results indicate that movement may finally be occurring. Wage and salary growth at the large carriers increased an average of just 3.5% per year from 2010 through 2013. Since then, wage growth has averaged over 11%. Now, unfortunately, part of that increase is simply due to acquisitions by the carriers that increase their employee base. But even accounting for that, we still see increases that average close to 8%. These are solid gains and on par with what was seen back in the 2003 through 2005 timeframe. This is clear evidence that driver pay is increasing in the for-hire arena. That may not yet translate into better pricing in the spot arena, but once the ELD regulations hit in 2017, there will be a further acceleration of this response. To find out more about TransForecast, please go to transforecast.com, TransForecast.com. Sign up today and start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the Go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRintel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.